Committee of the Human Resource, Subcommittee of the Subcommittee of Ways and Means, and I mean of Human Resources. And today what we're going to hear is about some grant applications through the Health Division. And probably, Christy, if you just give a little brief thing, we'll have the Health Division come up and tell what we really are wanting. And apparently the House is called back to the floor, and when we get to the work session, we'll call them back in, and it's in just a few sentences we could explain to them if they have questions about what these are.
So. Madam Chair, would you like to do both at the same time then? Today we have two grant application requests, and they're both from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the first one is a program to evaluate the problem of chronic liver disease in Multnomah County. This grant is available only to counties with populations greater than 500,000. This is the first one. The chronic liver disease grant application is retroactive. They had some problems getting the proper information, and so the application was due on June 11th. And the second application is for a program called Reducing the Burden of Arthritis and Other Rheumatic Conditions. This one is also through the Federal Center of Disease Control and Prevention. This one is for $50,000 per year. And I think that's probably about all I need to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Eleanor, you want to come up and give us maybe a little more information?
For the record, my name is Eleanor Hall, and I'm the administrator of the Oregon Health Division. Sheriff Q-Tub and committee members, thank you for letting us tell you a little bit about these grants. The Centers for Disease Control currently has a grant with the state of Oregon to work on emerging infections programs. And they provide funding to us to serve as a site to identify potential new diseases that may be at large in the population. And they give us extra funding for our lab and for our epidemiology staff and for some of our data staff. And that benefits people in Oregon because we're able to do a better job of managing disease outbreaks and working with the healthcare community when there is a disease outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control recently enhanced the emerging infection program to include surveillance of chronic liver disease in large counties. And we originally thought that the CDC might contract directly with OHSU, and then rather recently we were informed that they wanted to have the involvement of the state epidemiology staff and some of our ability to use data. And that's one of the reasons why you see this retroactively, is we kind of moved from being a partner with OHSU as the lead to being the lead ourselves with OHSU as our subcontractor. The liver disease surveillance grant would go on indefinitely. 2/3 of the money would go to OHSU. Primarily, we would be creating data and understanding of risk factors and demographics and people who have a range of liver disease, and particularly though with emphasis on viral liver disease, viral hepatitis A, B, C, cirrhosis, other causes of liver disease. And in the long run, we think this will enable us to do more prevention by finding out where are people at risk and what population should we be addressing prevention messages to. So that's the request on the chronic liver disease surveillance letter. Are there any questions about that?
I think I noticed in that particular one that it may require physician authority.
Jeffrey said that's correct. We would expect to hire one state medical epidemiologist to oversee the work.
Okay. Would that be part of the grant? Would the grant
pay for that position?
Okay. Yes, that is what the state, the money that stays at the state would specifically fund that staff person in their space.
Okay.
And then the rest of the money would be contracted out to OHSU.
I see, okay.
So there's no state match required on either of these grants. There's no maintenance of effort required on either of these grants.
Okay.
Okay.
These are the kind of things that are all right.
I know. Senator Yee.
Thank you. My question is, did you say if the grant would be indefinite?
Senator Yee, my understanding is yes. They want to establish a system for collecting data and tracking over time, is there more or less hepatitis C in certain populations. So, yes, they do want it to go on indefinitely.
Another question. Can you tell us, out of the liver disease, what percentage comes from the excess drinking and what percentage comes from the three types of hepatitis?
Chair Keita Benson-Rivie, I'm very happy to have Dr. Paul Fusak, the head of the section in the health division that deals with this, to answer your question.
Thank you for the record. I am Paul Tiesel. I manage the Communicable Disease Program at the Health Division. Chair Q-Tub, Senator Yee. Currently, we don't know the relative proportions of chronic liver disease caused by the various factors, and that's one of the reasons we would like to look at that, at least within one population in the state.
So, so basically, the grant is to fund a program so you can get some data of the population and you say prevention also? I think prevention would be great to know.
That's correct. The prevention is not currently written into the proposal because the initial process would be collecting the information on how much is due to alcoholism, how much is due to hepatitis C. Frankly, we think very little of it is due to hepatitis A, but probably number one and two would be alcoholism and hepatitis C. I'm not sure which order it would be in. And we would look for risk factors in populations that we could target. One example is that we think that hepatitis C tends to occur very early. If you get it, it may be the case that you get it even in your late teenage years, right when someone starts to embark on a drug-using career. And so if we can intervene at that crucial step, then that's something that would be very useful to know.
I have another question. Now, is this something you're going to report the results or the findings at a regular period to the legislature so we'll know what are the factors?
The typical way that we do this is that the grantors require an annual report, which, of course, is an open public document and can be made available to anyone. The other thing that we do is that we have a statewide newsletter that is distributed to all licensed physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants in the state, and we typically, when we have important findings, alert the medical community through that publication.
We would be happy to share the annual report and or any publications with the committee members or with you, as you would like.
Maybe it would be helpful to have a report to the legislature every 2 years.
It may, but I think particularly for this, they're sending it to the federal CDC,
mm-hmm.
and would have that report available. Of course, we don't know if they'll get the grant. This is applying for a grant, so that may be something we would want to the appropriate committee. Certainly not the entire legislature, even though some might be interested, but the Human Resource Committee would probably be interested. And this sounds like a very good program because the very questions you're asking, we don't know how to answer, so we can start answering some of those questions mm-hmm. and thereby prevent all this some of it.
So if, Madam Chair, they do get the grant, maybe an annual report when you report to the federal government, at the same time to the appropriate committee.
That may be a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come for limitations, it might be something to request of them
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Madam Chair.
Senator Fisher?
What is the population in Multnomah County?
Madam Chair, Senator Fisher, 650,000, give or take.
Is that the only county in Oregon over 500?
That's the case.
you know what Washington County is?
About 350,000.
Okay.
Yeah, your daughter's been shot down.
Yeah, definitely. if there are no further questions, thank you very much, Dr. Let's go to the next one.
Thank you. The next permission to apply has to do with a private smaller effort. We would like to apply to receive a planning grant for $50,000 a year for 2 years, which would be a total of about $100,000, to work with the Arthritis Foundation, with Senior and Disabled Services, and with others in, again, developing statistics and surveillance on the impact of arthritis in our state, and also developing some plans as a community about how we might reduce the burden of arthritis. CDC is going to distribute money to 30 state health departments to do this initial kind of strategic framework planning process, assembling a coalition, developing some data. And then at the end of that time, we believe there would be an opportunity to apply for more implementation money to do more work on implementing our plans. But in the beginning, this grant would again help us develop data and understand better about what kind of physical limitations people experience who have arthritis, and also do some partnering around working with the Arthritis Foundation. And this grant was largely written with the Arthritis Foundation. It would include the hiring of a half-time staff person who would be under partial direction of the Arthritis Foundation vice president and partial direction of the State Health Division. So this is very much a community-state partnership process.
I see that you're working with SBSC and OMAP and CLHO. And I'm just wondering, would this pertain also to other rheumatic or arthritic conditions for younger individuals, not just older, or is this focused primarily for older?
Madam Chair, I think most of the disability is in older people, but the grant is written to basically broadly to cover arthritis.
I know it's probably uncommon, but
it can be very disabling for a young person to have it.
I've read this here, and we always worried about rheumatic fever as a kid, and you basically never hear much of anything about it anymore. My grandfather had it and was extremely ill for a time in his younger years. I'm not even sure they expected him to live. He finally did make it to 75. I didn't realize, is there a relationship between arthritis and is it compared to rheumatic?
Madam Chair, Senator Fisher, very interesting question. Rheumatic fever is a consequence of strep throat. It always follows a strep throat infection, and through some mechanism that we don't understand, they subsequently get joint problems, heart valve problems, et cetera. It turns out it's very uncommon now, and we don't know why. We physicians like to pat ourselves on the back and say that it's because we appropriately treat strep throat with penicillin, but frankly, it is also possible that different strains of strep were around back then that aren't around now, causing rheumatic fever, and so I don't have a good answer. The term rheumatology refers to a sort of broad spectrum of diseases that usually involve joints, but not always. And I think it's sort of a term bequeathed to us from antiquity that has little relationship to rheumatic fever anymore.
But I would say, Doctor, that once in a while there's rheumatic fever that comes up, and because it's so rare, I think, no, it's not rheumatic fever. We haven't seen it for so long, and we've taken good care of it, and so it can't pop up. My son had it, and it just happened that when he had it, it turned out that the doctor checked around, and there had been other cases of it, but they were scratching their head for a while because it had not happened in such a long time, and they really had thought they had ended it, but it was because it's a totally different strain, and they weren't looking for it in that way. So, unusual these things.
Truth.
He was in pain. Senator Yee.
I want to know when this program will address the issues of reducing burden of arthritis. So, does this mean to help reduce pain, or are you going to look into the causes and prevention and treatment also?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, I think the primary purpose of this phase is to identify how much of it is out there and how disabled are people by it. We don't plan any specific studies into the causes of arthritis. You know, as you know, there are a lot of different, there's rheumatoid arthritis, which is unrelated to rheumatic fever, and there's osteoarthritis and a whole host of different conditions that cause arthritis, those that are already established. We would like to quantify the relative contributions of those, but in addition, basically quantify how disabling is this for people and what can be done to minimize the disability and maximize the functionality.
We do think that people who engage in self-exercise, who do moderate exercise, can help keep themselves in less pain and have less disability. And one of the parts of the grant is to promote an arthritis foundation program that encourages people to do mild and moderate exercise. And also potentially work with physicians on what is the best treatment and how can you reduce people's disability. So we wish we could prevent arthritis, but I don't think anybody knows really what causes it enough to be able to prevent it at this point. We would be more focused on reducing people's level of disability and pain. It could function better.
If there are no other questions, what we'll have to do is take a brief recess and probably go to the House floor and check the members. Into a work session for these grant applications. Going to hear what the Department of Administrative Services recommendation is. We just heard about these. They are very good.
Don't require any general funds.
And they don't require general funds. And they'll be real good for our disease control, I believe. Department of Administrative Services?
Madam Chair, we recommend that you approve both requests.
And Christy?
We also recommend that you approve both requests.
Therefore,
you want a motion?
I would.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the grant application from the Health Division from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to evaluate the problem of chronic liver disease in Multnomah County.
Senator, you have moved $250,000. Oh, okay. In the amount of $250,000. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Per year.
Per year. Okay. And for... Do we need that part?
I read the...
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Senator Yee has moved that we approve the grant, allow the Health Division to apply for a grant from the Federal Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention and evaluate the chronic problem of chronic liver disease in Multnomah County. And it will be retroactive because this was due June 11th, and they explained the issue just for the members that... they had expected that Oregon Health Sciences Center would be doing this and then found out that CDC wanted the Health Division to be the collector of the information. So that's why it is retroactive. Is there discussion?
And Madam Chair, I just wanted it on record that this is apparently funded indefinitely. So
that's right. That is correct.
Sure
it is an indefinite.
It's an ongoing.
That's right. Ongoing. Program, and I think it will be very good because we're going to be able to find out what is causing disease, liver.
So it only be thyroid liver disease in Multnomah County?
Yes, because it requires a county that's over 500,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, Madam Chair,
yeah.
And the negotiations have given us a drink. We won't be able to be evaluated because we won't be known.
That's right. But you can share the information. Okay.
That's what's been missing.
Madam Chair, they are going, if they get a grant, they're going to make a report on their funding to the federal government and to the
appropriate committee.
Legislative
committee.
On an annual basis.
That report will be annually, and they will need to come back for a limitation. And then we'll go to the e-board. Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, the approval comes to pass for that application. the next application.
Motion. Madam Chair, I move that the subcommittee approve the grant application from Health Division to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in order to reduce burden of arthritis and other rheumatic conditions in the amount of $50,000
a year. Okay. Senator Yee has moved that we approve a grant request that the Health Division will place with Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention entitled Reducing the Burden of Arthritis and Other Rheumatic Conditions. Is there a discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, that has been approved. And thank you, committee. We are adjourned. We'll be